Hey there, it's Alexander Price, your favorite Podletum host. I just wanted to give you a heads up that since this episode was recorded under holiday circumstances, it might sound a little bit different. Don't worry, I have used my technical expertise wizardry, and the episode is very listenable, but if you notice a difference, that'll be it. So enjoy! Podletum.
All the cycles! Leap, dumb. Leap, dumb.
Pod.
Pod. Leap, dumb.
Hey there. Welcome to Podletum. That's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. I'm Alexander Price, and beauty is freedom, and freedom is mold.
I'm Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and Jake says hi.
And I'm J.W. Crump, and don't be afraid, be British.
And we're, of course, talking about Cycle 18, Episode 7, Estelle, or, as I refer to it, the girls who host a potato party.
Yeah, very
potato party
fun.
For two.
It's funny that we went from an episode with two names to an episode title with just Estelle.
A single mononym.
Yep. Also, you stole my freedom as mold. That's so funny.
It was so good.
So good. Estelle, who says, are we all sure that I'm supposed to be here?
But you know who is supposed to be here? Our anchor.fm/podletum sponsors. One more time, that you are, and let's hear it. L is anchor.fm/podletum, and today's new sponsor is Chanel. Ooh.
Chanel.
Who, size, when we were discussing beforehand Chanel, Hannah just goes, oh, Chanel, fashion.
I only tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. So be just like fashionable Chanel and go to anchor.fm/podletum to become a sponsor so you can pay for our fashion.
Oh, first BritBox, go.
I love that they actually change the color of the box. It's so stupid, but I just wonder if they were like, we made this gold box, are we never going to get to use it for anything?
Well, apparently they've put all of their attention into dressing the box and not what's in the box, because never have the prizes looked jankier.
Well, they got thin scarves, they got saran wrap, it looks like.
And it's all just stuffed in these weak bags.
Yeah, and then they got a London call box. Teapot.
That Annalise's open mouth smile while holding her merch, she will not be deterred. You know who's excited to buy? Annalise herself is.
Yes.
Annalise loves a Marshalls. She is in there finding stuff.
TJ Maxx Home Goods.
Our newest Maxinista.
Annalise!
Digital art quotes. This quote, from where did you had the cow by the udders come?
Why? Of all the times not to get a sepia-toned flashback.
It's because they are actively trying to hide these digital art quotes. We only see two of them.
They're working harder and harder.
Babs, badass British siren, is also on there. But it feels like they're, like, blowing it out. So they're like, don't look at that quote.
Oh, my God.
Well, and let's also talk about how Alicia won't stop referring to this as a picture. And I know why. It's the idea of best picture, but just change it to first call out, because she does it the entire, she never refers to it as a video. Like, to Alicia, she's like, I got a picture.
She's trying to, like, the secret into existence that she got a good picture.
Yeah. But you had a great movement.
Oh, that could be taken wrongly.
Oh no, I didn't understand. What did I say?
Like, you had a good bowel movement.
Like, you're on probiotics.
Yes. I love this bad top model math from producers where they're like, there's four UK girls and four US girls, and then they show mixed groups of three. And then old Kyle and Simone in the bunk beds having a leftover potato party.
Because
talk about
Kyle says that they're the two, Simone and Kyle, are the ones that are, quote, ganged up on. Now, I'll give Kyle this. I'll give Kyle that she does, as we've talked about in previous episodes, seem to be a lightning rod for people's frustrations. Simone does not feel like that's happening.
I would argue in the beginning Simone was ganged up on in the wet paper towel fight where they only pelted Simone. My question is Kyle's use of finger quotes, because it doesn't seem like she believes they were ganged up on. She's like, oh, we've been ganged up on. Kyle.
Maybe she just thinks that all metaphors and analogies have to have finger quotes. I love that Laura says, as Marie, she'll be fine. She's probably hosting her own show now. She's just more pissed that Kyle didn't get eliminated.
Every other contestant is like, oh, as Marie didn't need the show.
It's fascinating that they keep that in. It is like, okay, you know how sometimes a contestant will lose something and they immediately get another project, their own show, their own spinoff. It's as if as Marie was leaving to start her own talk show or something.
Yeah.
New Tyranale photo.
The gentlest little wave.
Tiny crown, tiny wave.
Not wearing the tiny crown. Holding the tiny crown just above your head. Like you're almost wearing it.
And then it says, smize of the beholder as though a D&D enemy is about to take place in this photo shoot.
Beauty is in the smize of the beholder. And then Laura thinks that the challenge is going to be the models convincing people of their personal worth.
Backup quote.
What a I won't wild. Laura's challenge, though. Producers, what would that look like?
I mean, like, they've done stuff like that before. It's just always come in the guise of, you know, selling top model chocolate or perfume.
Yeah. I also love this new storyline that Laura is fully on Team Uck. Because she doesn't want to talk to anyone from Team USA, and we have yet to see or hear Ebony in a way that feels pointed. Why? Where is Ebony in like the first 10 minutes of this episode?
I don't know. Just trying to figure out how she can switch quickly from bunches to no bunches without anyone noticing.
Look, the real conflict between Ebony and Laura is that Laura's stupid hair is clip-ins, and Ebony's is her actual hair. Uh-huh. And she's just mad that she can't clip those ponytails in, and you know what? She's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Imagine if they gave her two giant clip-in ponytails, though.
They gave her just the backup of
they
Krista's.
They did it to Krista, yeah. Yeah,
they just gave her two Krista's.
You're getting the double Krista. And we're going to see it about as often as we did on Krista.
At the challenge, we meet Nigel, because I guess there was no way in hell Kelly was going to do this.
Kelly's not going to do something this heartwarming.
You can't have a bully introduce an anti-bullying PSA. Yeah.
Imagine Kelly Catrone yelling at these children. Full children. You're not a fierce child. You're a confused child.
And we are told that it's going to be a PSA for Tyra's bio campaign. Let me tell you about this campaign, finger quotes.
Now, before you start, can we just all say, in the CP Tone flashback to when I said great movement, bio campaign feels like it's in the same realm.
So Tyra wrote a book in 1998 called Tyra's Beauty Inside and Out.
Oh, I remember that, actually.
Where some of the topics were skin, how to get and keep that skin of yours glowing.
How to? It sounds like you're saying how to keep your skin.
Yes,
your skin's just slobbing off.
Just with one strategic pause, how to get that skin
glowing
of yours and keep it glowing.
Health, working out, eating right, and dealing with days when you're too pooped to pump iron. And relationships. Straight talk from girls' hearts and souls on good love, bad breakups, and making a love connection that lasts. From Tyra Banks.
And Choquette did not sign off on this information. No.
Then, in 2009, she initiated Tyra's Beauty Inside and Out, which was an online magazine, not a campaign. And the long and short of it, it was a talking point designed to encourage women to think of themselves as beautiful. Tyra says she gave speeches and talks about it. I couldn't find them. and it doesn't show up on her Wikipedia. So this is not.
I found a very funny quote from Tyra about it. Basically, in a paper that was published critiquing the entire campaign about how she would never suggest that you go to work or out for a walk without full makeup.
Yes.
But some days it's okay to just put on clear gloss.
Yep. Oh, I saw that. It was so good.
I also love that this is the first time we're seeing a peek at the new Tyra logo that will become the MLM Beautytainment Tyra logo. And I will give her this. We made fun a while ago, rightfully so, that yellow was her color. But she has been using yellow for a while, to be very fair. Yeah. You know, I did not remember it, though. Now, one funny thing is that Sophie doesn't know what a PSA is. And Annalise, like, figures it out in the moment to explain it to Sophie, which is funny. But I realized, I was like, oh, they must just not be called PSAs in the UK. So I found out. In the UK, they're called public information films, or PIFs. And in Hong
Kong... Very close to a slur, but fine.
They may not pronounce it like that.
My brain went right to Hiffle Piffs.
And in Hong Kong, they're known as announcements in the public interest, or APIs. Ooh. And I love announcement in the public interest. Very fun. And it's one of those things that, again, I don't think of, because public service announcement is such a general phrase, I don't think of it having different names in other countries. And I'm always fascinated to hear. But I get why Sophie's like, what the fuck's a PSA? Where's my PIF?
When we see, I know we talked about it, when we see the logo, I realize it's lipstick. It yes. looks to me like a bullet with lightning coming out of the bullet's butt.
I thought the same thing because it's, you know why? Because it's weird to see a yellow lipstick.
Not a thing. That's
They're just presence. Not as common. That's like a specialty color.
Yeah, and then we get Nigel being like, we've done a lot of this with a picture as proof with zero branding behind them. It was very weird.
Continuing on the Nigel weird train, we have the language around the special guests for this PSA, where he says they're going to have to incorporate four young girls into the PSA.
As though they're a new city. Mm-hmm.
Just cartwheeling in the back. That's
And the prize is it's going to be shown on CWTV.com, you know, that super cool website, and they'll get a video message from a loved one on a Virgin mobile phone.
Can I ask you guys a question? It's a more of a discussion topic, I suppose. Yeah. So I've thought about this before. If I was on a reality TV show, a competitive one where I was gone for months, it seems like other folks, other contestants, and it may just be because I have not been on these shows and not have been away for that long, are just so ready, so emotional about any video message they might get from a loved one. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think I would care at all about Me getting either. That. Because in my head, I'd be like, and I'll see you in a month.
Mm-hmm. I mean, probably because I still have a young kid. But if I had the chance to see my young kid, I would lose my mind.
I get it.
And you've said that you care more about family visits in general on the show, Hannah.
I do. I mean, any show. This makes me cry on Project Runway. This makes me cry on Top Chef. This just gets me.
So my feeling on it is I don't care a lot of times. I see my husband plenty.
What if it was just your two dogs?
Okay.
But like as if they had to work the camera.
Are you kidding? I would love some time away from my dogs.
Jake says hi.
But this is what I don't understand on this show. It seems like they can constantly talk on the telephone. So that's the part where it's not like Survivor, right? Or Big Brother, where you're isolated and you're in a stressful environment that's like a competition and you're like reminded of what you're doing this for. This is very like you're talking to them, right?
Well, I think for a lot of these contestants, this is the first time they've been away from home.
Sure.
So that contributes a lot to wanting that touchstone that's going to make you.
Yeah, it's just interesting. That's a good point, actually, Alexander, because on Big Brother, they'll tear up over a handwritten letter because they see nothing of anybody. But anyway, it's just always anytime that's the prize in my head, if I was the contestant, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to take a step back and like
let someone else.
Truly, I want someone to win it who wants it.
Yeah, yes. Agreed. Now, so again, would I take that prize away from someone that wanted it for strategic reasons? Oh, you know I would.
Would I kill someone's spirit on purpose? Yes. Why did you even ask me?
That's my strategy. I did not come here to make friends. I came here to inflict emotional violence. Shocking. There's two teams, and it's UK versus US. I'm so done. I wish this was mixed at this point.
I wish the kids were also half U.S. kids and half British kids.
Well, I feel like they're half child actors, half real people.
Oh, my goodness. Some of these presentational little people.
My name's Anna, and I'm here to read for the role of incorporated child.
Oh, well, we got to get there because this is amazing. So they... First of all, I love how Odyssey of the Mind this all is.
Yes.
They're going to geek out. And there's something about the British contestants geeking out of figuring out the idea of beauty is you. Oh, we can do that. Yeah.
I put confidence. Put family. Ohana. Ohana means never leaving anyone behind.
The show, despite itself, stumbles onto some truly moving moments.
Yeah, this is where we're getting the most natural backstory for contestants.
Yeah, and Ebony looks like has gone through some pretty serious, intense bullying, and is not that far removed from it, like time-wise.
Watching Simone not pay attention to Ebony's heartfelt retelling of her life. Literally, Ebony takes all the energy in the room for herself, rightfully so, starts telling her backstory. It's probably the most real Ebony's ever been, and somehow isn't hating Kyle in the moment. And you cut to Simone playing with her fingers.
Simone does not care.
She all but like left.
Simone all but said like, yeah, I know I said that about you, Ebony. Get over it. Because, yeah, the bullying things that Ebony brought up is, like, fully disgusting.
Yeah.
Milk being thrown on her? Ugh.
That's just gross because it smells.
Yeah. It's
the whole thing really does make me feel for Ebony trying to find her way through this narrative of, oh, you're so young and happy. She's like, cool, I used to get bullied every day, like, every 3 months ago.
Yeah, I don't want to remember that time. I'm doing everything to... I want to be 30, actually. I'd love to be 30.
That sounds great.
But what I don't like... is production using this free-to-use music that makes us seem like they're preschoolers. Boop, boop, ba-doo, boop, 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 beep, beep.
But then post-production gets a W for me because when Laura starts telling her story about how... Listeners, they're already reacting so hard. This is the best moment of the episode. It might be one of the best post-production moments ever. Laura starts talking about how she used to be, like, rough around the edges. And they literally show... The first picture they show is Laura in a devil costume.
Laura looks like every theater person I've ever met.
Not since the days of Bacon Cat have we received such good childhood photos of a contestant.
She was zagging even then.
And then that supreme preteen face with the L for loser.
I knew this girl. I knew this girl. I knew this girl.
Oh, also, but I'm going to say it right now. Get ready for what's becoming the patented Laura tone shift.
Yep. Then she's like, she's like, I was rough around the edges. And also, my parents are alcoholics and they wouldn't even keep sober for me. Bye.
I've never seen a contestant who will just drop traumatic stuff like that out of nowhere. Like, Laura's one of the first contestants in a while that I'm like, Laura, are you okay? It feels like you really need some, like, time for all this.
When we pair up the children, I think it was a very shady thing to pair Ebony with the littlest one.
Before we get to the kids, I would love to talk about these painted backdrops that will not be used as backdrops. And
blurry in the background.
Before we got to any kind of actual filming, I knew that the UK were going to win this.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Americans managed to misspell fierce on their backdrop.
Ooh.
Of all the words to misspell.
I want it to be Simone. She's like, I'm not writing fierce, right? Seriously, real. Fuck this.
And then the little kids enter in booties so they don't get paint on their shoes.
Well, no, I actually think it's to keep the white floor white because everyone has to take their shoes off, including Nigel Barker had to wear little socks.
Little socks.
They are basically in Janet's void from The Good Place.
Yes, yes. Okay, I have to preface this. I don't think anyone should be bullied at all, but when Sophie's little girl said the phrase, "Somebody took a dump on my face," I can't tell you I didn't hysterically start laughing, not at what someone saying that, but that she used the word dump in this really, like, what? You're nine. Why are you using that word?
Well, Sophie's kid, like, the first child.
Believe her name is Raquel.
Well, yeah, because that's the quote I'm getting to. I know it's Raquel, Hannah. Because the first kid, Nigel's like, who are you with? And the first kid is just like, Ebony or whoever. And then second child, hi, I'm Raquel, and I'm with Sophie. And I was like, oh, that's the Candace Smith of the group I see.
Yeah, Raquel was on Yo Gabba Gabba.
If you told me that somehow Raquel was secretly Lea Michele, I would believe you.
Yes. And then Kyle's teen is as tall as her. And we'll find out later that that's what she's bullied for. But I only point that out because the range in ages of
wild.
The kids.
What is it?
It's like 7 to 15 is what it looks like.
Oh, it's fully elementary to high school at the very least.
But there is I get real annoyed. And I'm saddened, but annoyed by child actors when they seem like they're practicing monologues by being sincere. The phrase, your inner beauty can't be bullied. Who wrote that for you? Your mama?
Well, it's also just not true.
No, not at all.
Every queer kid watching said, excuse me?
I love Laura's girl, Stephanie, who, when Laura asks, Laura makes it about Stephanie wanting her parents to be proud of her, but what Stephanie actually says is, beauty is when I win things.
I love.
And that was the one that I was like, yes, Stephanie.
Success is beauty.
I love the energy. Win a trophy.
Shocking. She's a child actor. We get a real reaction between Alicia and her child.
Yeah.
Got
goodness.
Real.
Anahi.
Yeah.
The show was not ready, but Alicia handles it so beautifully, and they have this beautiful moment between the two of them, and a real authentic moment of representation matters in a way that made me cry.
Yeah, Anahi was talking about lack of representation among, like, Disney princesses and never seeing anyone like her and all of this, and Alicia was bonding over that, and it's just, it's so real after a couple of hi, I'm Raquel and I'm with Sophie moments that you're like, who... Boy,
yeah,
it is, and I love that they really left in the line about, like, look, people aren't being seen in stuff.
Yeah, and it's like, it's one of those things that I think is very easy to dismiss as like, why do we, like, Disney princesses shouldn't matter, but it's like, but they do, if nothing else, is that's in the consciousness of culture. And so, like, even by just having it exist says, we're saying Disney princesses are beautiful. But so therefore, if you look like a Disney princess, you can be seen as beautiful. To just have one is so important that it is silly. We can agree it's silly that that's the way the world works, but that's the way the world works.
Well, corporations trying to hang their hats on signifiers of doing better like to default to representation, and that's why it's gotten
for sure.
Clearly visible representation. But it is nice to have a reminder that it starts from this really deep, authentic place.
Yeah.
And then we get the rare sad British Invasion bumper. Not a sparkle kiss.
No.
Just a Is there a tank top that just says hair?
Probably. They're just writing things they like about themselves.
I think so.
Although it's kind of funny for me because that is one of the number one things I was bullied about as a child.
Really?
Your gorgeous body. Hair?
Body hair.
Oh, yeah.
Even still, like, you iconically have the best hair all over.
H to T.
That's right.
Ebony put her child's hair in pigtails.
Smart. Good for her.
And then Ebony, in her PSA, calls out Tyra. and says, it's the power not to conform to anybody's idea of you.
There, look, is she annoying? Sure. Ebony's fight against Tyra is one of my enjoyable. Favorite storylines in Top Model history.
I've really been enjoying the ways she finds to get around this or to subtly call it out. It's
it's kind of brilliant.
Yeah, it's the thing I like about Ebony.
Yeah.
Simone still committing to that Joker smile, because when she's sitting with her child, it looks like she's going to murder this child next to her.
When she's whispering like a stage mom.
And then my opening quote of beauty is mold, or freedom is mold, was so cute.
And if you don't know, basically the kid took all the words in the middle of the sentence and just forgot them. So it's supposed to be like freedom is breaking free of the mold.
Yeah, breaking the mold. And she's like, beauty is freedom, and freedom is mold. And Laura looks at her and is like, it's breaking the mold.
She's Laura
like,
oh. also thinks it's the cutest thing ever.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Fun.
Laura is, on her team, Laura seems the most invested in this trials.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then Kyle's team talks about it's, and I do think this was interesting, because it is something that I've heard a lot of people get made fun of, is like being the first one to get tall and saying race, religion, or size. And it was just funny because that's never been a trio to me, but I get what she's saying though.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like you either needed to add in some more specific things or make the whole thing more general.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Then when we go to Team Brit, I'm going to tell you right now, I am not a fan of talking at the same time.
Ugh.
It makes this unlistenable.
Unpopular opinion. I think the actual content of what the U.S. team did would have probably cut to a better commercial, because it felt like they, while rehearsed, you could use the rehearsed bits. Like even Ebony playing patty cake, I'm like, that's not bad B-roll.
No.
The UK girls,
it's so cheesy.
Yeah, like dancing around.
I don't mind a little bit of cheesiness, and there were some pairs with whom it came off better than others, for sure. I think the very professional duo of Raquel and Sophie was probably the worst.
For sure the worst. Catherine's was also pretty bad too. We got a blur of Annalise's crotch at one point.
Also, Alicia reminds us of her intense love for her mother, and I'm like, Alicia, I think they should give you a video call with your mom just so you stay okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nigel's assessment of the two commercials is the Brits were rehearsed and the Americans didn't like their kids.
And you know what? I'm going to say it. I basically agreed with every word Nigel said.
It's not wrong.
Simone's face, when he said it didn't seem like you liked the girls, Simone was like, and she literally like whispers to someone like, we're supposed to befriend the girls. And I was like, Simone!
I didn't know that was part of this. No one said that was a criteria.
All right. So the Brits win.
Yes, the Brits win.
I would have honestly been fine with it going either way, but...
Me too. I mean, both of them had a clear... Nigel, weirdly. And it's so odd to have, like, a non-critique of Nigel, but he laid it out pretty well, and, like, it kind of would depend on what the client would want.
Yeah.
And also, these video messages ended up being so stupid and short that it doesn't matter.
They also, to Hannah's question earlier, yes, that Virgin Mobile logo is going to be in every... phone call.
In the next episode, it's in a sepia-toned flashback!
I would argue, I now know when they watched the videos, 9:03 p.m., what the weather was like, it was clear, and it was 55 degrees outside, because we are shown this information so clearly on this phone.
It's like a HUD in a video game.
It's so wild.
We get Annalise's good friend and roommate.
Yeah! How did we feel about that?
I mean, I think it's I'll say this, and I love my parents. If I was to get this video message, I'd rather it be a friend, because I think a friend would give me, would
you
personally
mean from
for
us?
Me. For me, yes, for my two, it'd be like Jamie's co-host, or like co-host Polly situation, JW.
Polycule.
Yeah, it's JW's polycule. Guys, it's my polycule.
Alicia's brother wearing the demon mask.
Oh my God. Brother, it was so cute. And it's such a younger brother thing to do, to just like pull on a demon mask at the end and be like, ah!
I loved it. And then future Catherine talks to Catherine.
Yeah.
Because Catherine's mother and she look exactly like one another. Not family resemblance. Clone Watch is back. And it is now Catherine.
Well, and talk about fiercely British. Her parents are the most British people that have ever British.
And then Sophie's video. Her being so pissed off at her very cute boyfriend who did this while in the middle of going out with his friends.
Oh yeah, he went out to smoke a cigarette at the pub and was like, oh, I guess I gotta film this.
Yeah, the top model producers were there. He's like, oh, right, I forgot.
She just, her impression where he's like, hey, I'm outside, it's cold.
It's cold.
He just kept talking about how cold it was. And she says, and after all that, I get the suckiest video message ever. I'm going to kill Roy.
You see footage of Alicia texting her family to say thank you, and she got the video, and I'm like, what did Sophie text to Roy?
Oh, angry. Yes, Alicia did text her family, but she started her text with, hey, family. Are you not allowed to say their names? That's so weird. You could have gotten rid of some of those O's in
Look,
so.
There's a limit. There's a character limit.
Yeah, did you see how many O's were in so? She could have said their names.
Maybe that was the edited down one.
Tyra Mail.
Well, right before we get there, Kyle, who everyone hates. Mm-hmm. Everyone has been hating on Kyle. And Kyle is only being shown to us as keeping her distance from everyone. She is now using the restroom and spying on her own room so that she knows no one's there.
Yeah.
And then she makes a fort in her bed so that, again, just no one has to see Kyle.
It was so funny because it was someone else's blanket.
Yes. It looked like she took the top sheet from the top bunk and, like, yanked it off.
But she is clearly trying to excuse herself from the whole house, and they can't stop hating her.
I understand why she's doing it, but sometimes when you do remove yourself, it just allows people to talk more about you.
Which, fine, I just will never get why.
I don't know why. I've
never been more in sympathy with Kyle than when she says, I'm with the girls all day, so when I do get home, I want my space. I'm like, you know what? Super reasonable.
No, I'm not saying she's doing the wrong thing. I'm just saying I think that's why they keep talking about her, because it's like, well, we can all talk about how we hate Kyle, right? Yeah.
It's just my least favorite thing about Laura, who otherwise I pretty much across Agreed. The board like everything, is, Laura, you got to get over this. It's making you look so petty.
Yeah.
And Laura's hair is slowly creeping back to what it used back? To be. Very well played.
So they head to a gorgeous mansion. And I said, where? Because this is oogly in a garish, uncouthly wealthy way.
It's kind of funny that we only have like one design style for mansions. More mansion representation, please.
Yes. This place is called Chateau d'Or.
Is it really?
Gold House. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
No, not door house.
I heard dull, like dull oh. house.
I heard dull, like Bob Dole.
Chateau dull.
Or like dull whip.
Dull. Uh-huh. Dull. Mm-hmm.
The house that Pineapple built.
Yes. Those dull whips, though.
They're good.
And we are introduced to the photographer, who is not a photographer.
His website's very actor forward.
Yeah, there's a whole section about his acting teacher.
The last line, his name's Ben Shaul.
Ben
Shaul. I'm going to pronounce it.
S-H-A-U-L.
Mm-hmm. He's British, so, you know, the British contestants are excited for that. His website's whatever. It's so many pictures of and, like, headshots and on-set shots. And in his bio, the last sentence is, he is a married father of two grown men. Why grown men?
Is he married?
According to his Instagram, since then, he has also become the father of a young daughter, like a baby one-year-old daughter. But I will tell you, also from his Instagram, that his sons can get it. They're both hot.
Sure. Did he adopt them as grown men?
Yeah, why not just say you're a married father of two? Yeah.
I think it was a signal to the sons to be like, you're grown men now. Daddy's going to be an actor.
Before we get to what this is supposed to be,
I'm impressed that you parsed it out, because I still don't know.
What was Laura sucking on right before she got to set? Because that tongue is blue. Was it one of her clip-ins?
Well, as we'll find out, except for one notable exception, which we'll point out when he describes it, everything, all the food's real.
So what we are told this is supposed to be is that is an art they're going to be portraying an art installation at a dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the center. They even for a while have a little stand that we theorize they're supposed to be on. No one uses it.
Well, because what this becomes is you have to, it's like a dinner party gone crazy and you gotta tooch.
The most important thing is the extreme tooch, and that we see the extreme tooch. Because now this is just the season of the tooch.
I did not remember that tooching was going to come back in such a big way. Special guest Estelle gets introduced by Mr. J, and she gets the look how gorgeous she is intro. Mm-hmm. Estelle, I know two things about her beyond what we're told about her career. She does not want to be here, and she's bad at what she's doing.
Yes.
Not the music. I'm sure it's fine.
She seems to know that she's bad at what she's doing. Because every time they ask her for her opinion, the facial expression is, again, really? Okay.
I know Estelle mostly. I remembered the song American Boy.
I love the song American Boy.
I don't like the Kanye West part, but I love her part.
Sure.
She's also the voice of Garnet in Steven Universe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
Does a
That's
great
interesting.
Job on that show.
Does a great job. My favorite story, though, is when she so she ran into Kanye West when she was in Los Angeles, and she went up to talk to him, not to get his help, but she wanted him to introduce her to John Legend.
Mwah.
Which she did do, but she just was like, hey, Kanye, get me that in. Not you. I don't like you.
No, you know John Legend, right?
And John Legend fucking helped her with her music, so like it was the correct choice.
There's one more thing I know about Estelle from this episode, if you will forgive me.
Yeah.
She's got them things.
My, she does. Mm-hmm. My goodness me.
from one to another. From one who knows to another who does.
Across the universe, Estelle.
From one who knows to one who has. There's also this weird comment made that Estelle is the only British singer to make it to the States.
As if she was the only one who survived a boat trip or something. Yeah.
It's so, but I'm like, no, that's not true. We have people like, at this point, Adele, Duffy. Not
the Spice Girls.
The Spice Girls. The Beatles. Petula Clark. I mean,
all of the 70s.
And Sophie takes this as
Shirley Bassey.
She lives in the States, and I know how difficult that is because I've been trying. So Sophie just thinks it's hard for Estelle to live in the United States.
Also, now that Sophie has already. Yeah, is she there working already?
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm going to say it. This is absolutely just the Sophie show now.
Uh-huh.
Sophie has had so many talking heads. She has completely taken over the narrative of the story.
And then it seems like they're theming the season now. It's heading more into Britland. As the show has pivoted to Sophie away from Asmarie, it has gone to now everything's more British.
Mm.
Yep.
I don't need more fucking people in this shot.
The setup of the shot just does not work. It's so funny to me that they're pushing this as this high fashion shot when it is so chaotic and so messy and so not thought through.
And
they
just kind
of throw them up there and they're like, figure it out.
And the outfits are so general.
They all look the same.
They're just different colors of the same cut.
Yeah. And then everything here is edible, except the fish. That turkey prop disagrees.
Thank you.
That close-up of that fake fish, though, is so funny to me.
What doesn't... The other star of this episode will find out is charcuterie.
Well, that's the thing, too. So
prosciutto.
The back... In general, what happens is that the main model of the photo is in front of or on the table. While the rest are meant to be seated or standing behind the table, Estelle always in the center, which is actually the worst place for her to be because she's almost always behind the main model, which she complains about for the first person and then gets over it because she realizes that's just her lot in life now.
It's so weird. And the consistency of how many models are in each shot. At one point, it seems like everyone is in the shot.
Yes. Yes.
Because it starts out two, then there's three, then there's four, then there's...
Like... And then Ebony just leaves and hides outside, so Ebony doesn't have to do it anymore.
It feels like they're pulling people in that are there.
Yep. Can we talk about Mr. J's new sidekick? Who is this man with the Kangol hat and the mustache?
I don't know. Is he the one that he says scooch to? Yeah, scooch!
Oh, yeah. I have a note I didn't understand where someone says, that's a scooch.
Yeah, that was Jay trying to coin scooch.
We finally, after however many episodes, get a Catherine moment that makes me think she has a personality. Where she, while Alicia, who is not doing well,
no.
Catherine just whispers, tooch, tooch, Alicia, tooch. It's in context, it makes sense. Out of context, it's one of the dumbest things we've ever heard.
Catherine's personality is, I just want the Brits to do well. That's kind of her whole thing.
Yeah, it is.
The Brits feel pretty good about coaching, though. Like, Annalise fully coaches Simone through this entire shot.
The entire shot. Sophie got pinked again, but then it's gone by the talking head. So I don't know what they're fucking putting in her hair.
Mm-hmm. It's like a spray on at this point.
It's weird. And also, when did Sophie have manacles on?
Yeah, of what is she prisoner?
What are you talking about?
The photographer comes back from commercial by saying, you know where we left off. And I'm like, are you watching the show, Paul?
He's acting. This is in the script.
Be extravagant. Be eccentric. Watch out for that meringue pie. It's real.
I will say, this is my favorite Simone moment, is putting the meringue in Annalise's face so cash. Like, this just, like, was great.
What, I don't know why they don't like, ooh, picture. She's so close and you have that pie. What could you do? And Simone's
to her
like,
face.
To this.
I love that Mr. J fully told Ebony, screw the judges. He says, I know they're all about that youth. I know they're all about that 30 never think. Don't. Literally just tells her don't. And honestly, it's one of Ebony's best shots. And I wonder why.
Y'all, I just realized why everyone hates Kyle. Kyle is Tom Brady in this competition.
Yeah.
She has a lot of natural talent and she's boring. And it is infuriating that she does so well all the time. And then she gets her own minor cheating scandal.
Why does she get this?
She is the Tom Brady of America's Next Top Model. Mm-hmm. I think you have figured it out at the game time finish. Yeah, plenty of these people could have used a butt pad. We had them all in a butt pad at one point.
So Kyle gets her training to back.
Her training butt, yeah.
And then the quote of, I want Kyle to go home a lot. Like, horribly. Like, I would pay someone. As though someone's putting a hit on Kyle.
I think Laura would put a hit on Kyle.
Laura knows people.
And here's the thing. Is it, I guess, an advantage? Sure. But, like, not from what we see.
No. Also, I have a note, and I don't know what it means, because it's just bread and things.
That was one of my favorite things about Estelle during this photo shoot, is that she just says the random thoughts floating through her mind out loud. Or whenever she touches an object, she feels compelled to name it.
So she goes, like Adam.
Bread and things. Ah!
Because Estelle is tired.
Yeah,
she is no Ciara. After the third person, she's just like, I'm
sitting in the chair.
And I do not blame her.
No, she wasn't. Also, no one is getting instruction, especially not Estelle.
They never give any instruction to, like, the guest person. And I'm like, most of the time, it's not a Coco Rocha situation where it's a model who will know what she's doing. It's someone who does not know what they're doing. So I'm sure Estelle would have loved some direction, because she's going to be in these photos, too. These are going to live forever.
It is also so bizarre to plant your celebrity guest in the middle of a group photo. It's very strange. I would like to request two gifts from this portion of the episode, however. One of them is Laura's bummed out stirring of wine with fork.
Yes.
And the other is Kyle's bug-eyed applause.
When we are back at the house, now a booty tooch equals a fake butt? Like, what is going on? We are just now, these people are just saying the words that are coming through. It's getting me really frustrated.
And now Alicia says that no matter what, she just can't go home over Kyle. And I'm like, why? Producers, if anyone who ever worked on Top Model, Cycle 18, British Invasion, show us the footage. What did Kyle do?
They've all defaulted to, she doesn't even want to be here constantly.
Yeah.
She packed 18 weeks ago.
The most excited Ebony has ever been is screaming death mail.
Death mail now.
I think Ebony looks forward to eliminations in the hopes that she'll go home.
I'll never wear pigtails again.
When she gets eliminated, if she just cuts them off in front of Tyra.
Lights them on fire. Drops them in her feet.
Tyra's outfit.
It's a tangram puzzle.
A lot of panels. And I'm very...
Look, I can't even talk about the dress because of the wiggiest wig on top of her head.
I am so glad that Andre Leontali is not here to make a offensive cultural reference to what Tyra's hair reads as.
But also, her bangs go from ear to ear. Yeah, all the way. It's like a 180 bang.
She saw Estelle, and she's like, I got a bowl cut.
I do want to say this, because I was harsh on Estelle. She looks gorgeous.
Oh, she always looks gorgeous.
I think Estelle is one of those people, though. I know her voice, but I kind of wouldn't have been able to place what she looks like.
Yeah.
Estelle's attitude the entire time is, why am I on this silly show?
I love it. I love that this whole cycle is such a work in progress of people deciding if they should or should not be on set.
And you will not get her to say the word tooch.
Oh, not at all. Catherine is first.
And you were the challenge winner team.
Catherine. Catherine was the challenge winner team.
One thing I do like about group photo shots for our purposes,
yes,
is we're going to get some moments for background people, because in this one, Simone listlessly frustrated, angry, holding up Catherine's leg.
Well, it's yeah, she's looking at the director being like, how much longer?
And then Ebony. Eating cheese. A full wheel of cheese. And this is Estelle's best moment. I'm sorry. Yes.
This is the pull photo.
When she's just like gesturing off.
Look at this nonsense. I have a pineapple.
I do like that it looks like Catherine wanted something from across the table and she was not going to be stopped in getting it. And if you put like a cool product there,
yes. Mm-hmm.
I actually think this could be an ad for something.
I agree. And I like the color of her dress.
Yeah.
It's good for her hair, too.
They try to call it an up-in-the-air tooch, and Estella's like, no, that's arching a butt cheek.
Uh-huh. Kelly has some nonsense about Rome, Versailles, or some hothouse in L.A.
Kelly's nonsense has amped up this whole panel. She's run out of references, I think. Now she's just... Yeah.
Also, Tyra gives the game away.
Ooh.
About tooch and... the photo shoot and everything in the way that, like, why did you not edit this out?
It's so funny.
JW, I'm so taken with you saying that she's run out of references. And it's really, it stands in such stark contrast to Andre Leontali, since that is the Andre Leontali chair.
Right.
Because even if what I thought he was saying was nonsensical, it is clear that he had a picture of the reference in his mind.
Yes.
Like, he knew what he was saying, even if no one else did. Kelly just has no idea what she's saying.
Yeah.
No.
And even, you know what? There's a world, especially since he constantly is saying, I don't know what magazine I could put this in. If Kelly Catrone came in hard naming magazines, oh, I see this in Nylon, but I do not know if this would work in Vogue Italia. I'd be like, honestly, Kelly, I get that. And that feels PR-ish.
Yes.
And it's just never that. It's just, I don't know what magazine it is. I was like, name a magazine you could see it in. Sure, that's magazines. A better critique.
I need to point out some things. Number one, Sophie is terrible in this photo. Number two, the scale of the cabbage to tomato to pepper next to a turkey is very... Are those candy apples on the in the middle?
I think they're small tomatoes.
No, there's a pomegranate.
Where are we looking?
I don't know. We're looking all over.
I'm looking.
No, those are caramel and benutted apples.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Next
because
to the
there are some desserts too, because mm-hmm. we get a red velvet cake.
I'm going to say right now, other fake food alert, those are not real grapes.
No.
Real grapes don't grow in that shape of bunch.
No.
No. Nothing. This is all fake. It was the actor Ben Shaw or whatever being like, everything's real and nothing is
also,
real.
That is definitely emergency in that flute.
Yeah. Yeah. It's some like Gatorade piss color. It could be Monster, I guess.
Yeah, but not a great photo for Catherine overall, I'm going to say. It's fine. And
it's
like,
fine. It's very meh.
I'm going to give most of them a pass because I just don't think this is really an achievable photo. There wasn't enough room or a clear enough concept.
No. Alicia is next. I am living for Laura's face. But then there's her weird 1 foot at the bottom of the picture. It's...
I also, it looks like Laura did something funny, and then Kyle's like, and I'm also funny, and just puts a little strawberry on her head.
Look at my strawberry.
And I would love to know what Estella's looking at.
Alicia's butt.
It looks like she's looking right into Alicia's so nether region.
Why is Estelle so tiny? She is a little borrower looking at Alicia.
Oh my god, this very real rectangular block of cheese right up front.
There's also, look in front of Laura, there's a perfect like ice cream cone.
It looks like it's photoshopped. They're photoshopping in more food.
Y'all, if you haven't, listeners, if you haven't seen these photos in a while, we might sound like we're babbling, but there's too much going on in every picture. It's like one of those like I Spy books.
Yes.
You're trying to find things, and you're like, there can't be an ice cream. Oh, there is an ice cream.
Oh, okay, there is. Okay, Alicia's fine.
Why it's is not there a rose there? Why do her shoes not fit her foot?
And she's very no neck monster, as the show likes to say.
Yeah, it's just
there's just not much to it. There's too much going on in the photo and not enough going on
this
with her.
Is yeah, this is why you need actual direction on set, because
yes.
The brief is out the window. It's just crawling on a table of fake food.
I can't get over Kyle putting one little strawberry on her
Frank's <Frank. laughs>
See, Laura, like me.
Am I wearing a hat?
Why does Laura have a chalice and a Cheeto?
I mean, that feels very Laura to me. Okay, we have to move on.
Okay.
Janice catalog model, though, it's perfect.
Yeah. Sophie is next. The only good part of this photo is Annalise.
I disagree. I love Simone.
Good part of
taking,
the photo.
Taking a piece of raw meat and putting it up as if she's applying it like lipstick. And then Estelle looking at her and being like, don't do that.
That's not sanitary.
I love prosciutto on a shoe. It's called prosciutto.
And is this the only photo in top model history where one model intentionally blocks another model?
I also like Catherine being real mad at that fake rose for no reason.
Yeah. Is there an egg in a cup? Like a Ooh. Fried egg?
Ooh, by we have an egg cup? Oh, it does kind of. I thought it was a pot pie, but sure. This gets a lot of praise.
So it does.
Yeah.
I think the angles of all of her limbs are very odd.
I don't like Sophie in this photo. And for as much as they pink the shit out of her hair, you can barely see it.
It's rose gold at best.
Against the color of Estelle's dress, it really does not show.
No.
I mean, that butt's in the air, though, if that was the challenge.
Extreme toot. Extreme
toot.
I'm honestly surprised, given how much they were like. And by the way, if you haven't seen this episode, listeners, they only talk about tooching in these photos, essentially. Like, it's truly.
That's the criteria.
Like, you know how sometimes we talk about photo shoots and we're like, we don't know what the brief was? No. They told us the brief during and after. It was just dumb. I'm surprised we didn't have one where, like, someone had the glass on the butt.
Right.
Like a Kim Kardashian moment, truly. If you're going to do extreme tooching around all this food and stuff.
Annalise is next. Simone looks so drunk in this.
I got to say, every single one of the background extras are more fun than Annalise to me. Drunk Simone, happy to be here, Catherine.
Spiked tea, Catherine.
Estelle with grapes in her chalice, living her best life. Ebony and Sophie laughing at something.
Why did Kelly lick her finger? Nice one.
Oh, like it's a chick. I don't know.
Yeah.
What was Niall's whole "your big face finally makes sense" moment?
Yeah.
Oh,
this woman has features that I would describe as cat-like. She has very prominent cheekbones.
Yeah. And also, I will say, whether you like Annalise or not, I think she stands out in the photo in a way that not all the center people always do.
And I just am relieved that the photo seems fun instead of awkward.
I'm never a fan of the pulling on a ponytail.
Oh, no.
I feel like it's one of the more contrived top model things to do. But I think she looks... I agree with what you're saying. I hate that the turkey kind of looks like she birthed it.
Yes. Well, we get a lot of gynecological things in these photos.
This also seems to be one of the earlier ones because a lot of stuff's intact.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned it before, Alexander, but it deserves more analysis. Tyra literally starts talking about tooching during panel and then says, I can't believe I'm saying this with a straight face.
Yes.
And then Nigel also is like, yeah, the art of tooching. Oh.
Yeah.
And we're like, wait, what? Yeah. Tyra, you know.
That's what's so weird about this whole fucking judging.
Which I love a self-aware Tyra. We all do.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to shove tooching in our faces this aggressively.
Yeah. I think it's also Kelly who says that she looks like a little pixie of mayhem. As though manic pixie dream girl is not something that's already there.
She also says, one nice one from Catrone for ya. And as we'll find out, it's
hate similar... you for no reason. Isn't it hilarious?
Uh-huh. Annalise does in person and panel look great in this like dark plum lipstick.
Oh, yeah. Ebony is next. And I know, JW, you already said you like this one.
I do.
It doesn't not look like she's getting a gynecological exam from Catherine.
Then Sophie is emerging.
and Estelle's going, ta-da!
Well, let me be more clear. I think Ebony finally got to do the kind of modeling that Ebony wants to do. And her face.
Oh, her face.
Or even basically upside down.
Stun.
I'm sorry, Laura wishes. Because this is incredible. All the background people, it's one of the worst for background people.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I hate the phrase, you still look young, even though you're upside down.
It's just, again, every time Ebony has a good shot, it's actually because she didn't do the 30 and everything. So Tyra has to jump through hoops.
Yeah.
And for you to still look young while you're doing your sexuality thing. Really? That's a sentence you wanted to say? Okay.
Another Simone drunk moment, though.
Yeah. Lick. I mean, who among us hasn't gotten to the lick? Use your tongue to find the cup.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. I wish she had a straw to be battling with the entire time.
Yeah. This is pretzel tooch. Topsy-turvy, upside-downy.
I mean, I'm impressed that she's not, like, falling because this looks precarious. She is holding her ponytail, though.
It's very Twister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle is next.
Oh, I thought the dumbest joke. Right hand on tooch. It doesn't even make sense. It's not even a joke.
But it's perfect.
Okay.
I love Kyle's photo. Do I think it's good? No.
No.
But do I love Estelle's tiny head peeking up right over her shoulder so much? I love it so much.
Y'all, this meat looks liquid in a way as though there was water originally in the shot, and then they photoshopped in meat where water was.
The funniest thing
even
is
Laura
that,
in the photo is going, is that meat?
That's the thing is, weirdly, this one tells a story.
There's like a little ice cream again, and also a pumpkin.
It's
her body looks so... This fake... But
it looks so odd.
Made her look so weird.
And because the rest of the
because
the rest of her dress is also caught on her right knee, so it's like stretching it even harder, and her limply placing this meat, it's so odd.
This face is not good. I've generally very much admired her face in photos before this, but I don't think this is good.
This is literally the same photo though. It is blank face, one arm down. Every photo is blank face, one arm down.
This is less activated than normal for Kyle.
Yes, I agree.
This is her between shot.
I agree that it's not activated. I'm just saying she always likes to put one arm down with a blank face.
It's just funny because is it the worst photo of a centerpiece person? It's down there.
Yeah.
Is it the worst collective group photo? I think it's in the top.
It's not bad. She does look like an art piece in the sense that I don't think her body was real because it wasn't. Like, there's also commentary because of the meat. The cohesion of meat as a theme. Yes.
Meat cohesion.
Where is next? I mean, this is kind of nothing.
Alicia says it all. Alicia in this photo is perfect.
Well, I would even argue it's weirdly one of the better Kyle ones because Kyle looks like
she's a model. Making fun of Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst one for Estelle, who did in the moment say she hated Laura because Laura was. It's just that as much as I've enjoyed the zagging of Laura in pictures, it's weirdly becoming too common. And also, like, it stopped having or feeling like she has a creative vision behind it. And now she's just backbending.
Yeah. It's just kind of nothing.
Sharon says that to her, it's like an ice show shot. And I said, what the fuck are you talking about?
Are you taking your kid who hates you to, like, Disney on Ice? Or what are you talking about?
God, this is such a good picture of Alicia.
It really is.
It really is. And Kyle, this is the best.
Yep. It's a great photo of Kyle, and part of the reason is it's such a different face for both of them. Yep. It's just like great.
Simone is next.
I'm going to say right now, this is my favorite photo.
It's my favorite photo too.
Yeah. Now.
I think she does a really good job.
She does. It is ruined by something that should have been edited out of the photo.
Yes, well. Yes.
Not her fault. That is
Estelle calls the show out on.
Yeah.
Yes.
It does have that Photoshop-y quality that for some reason Simone's photos have a little bit. And I don't know if it's the makeup or the lighting on her skin, but it makes her look placed there.
Man, I think her body looks amazing.
Amazing.
And if they had edited it out, if you haven't seen it, there's right in front of her butt, which because it's a toot shot, it's even worse, is like orange juice essentially in a glass. But every other person in this feels like they're part of the same thing. It looks like they're having big celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And Simone is in there, like, giving them a show in a non-creepy way. I know that could sound creepy, but, like,
I love her fingers dipping in the glass.
Yes!
And.
And it kind of looks like her head's about to rest right on that big goblet.
Also, is this glass full of cactus cooler in front of her butt? Because that is a specific color.
Mm-hmm.
We gave Nigel props earlier for being normal and
now
nice.
We get to take them away.
My props.
Strike Nigel's props, please. Props?
I'm about to go into my prop era. Oh my God. Y'all, I'm so sorry.
We're leaving our prop era.
Yeah.
Because we are about to point out that Nigel expected Simone's tooch to be enormous.
Enormous. And no one follows up with it. I actually appreciate later, it's Tyra's words, so they're not perfect. I love that she's like, I love that as the plus size representative contestant, Simone is very comfortable doing a lot of big, different body shapes. Meaning, like, she'll do the
back. What is it with Tyra and this rainbow?
Yeah.
The rainbow of Simone's tooch.
Rooch. I'm sorry. Rooch booch.
See, I was going to say rain booch. So perfect.
So who's Last Supper?
What's at the end of the rain booch?
Gooch.
A pooch of gold.
That's what she could have said while they were going to private paddle instead of whose Last Supper this booty tooch photo shoot was.
But you're even giving it more normalcy because she took big pot. She goes, whose Last Supper was this booty tooch photo was? And like lands on was and it's like, that was a sentence.
Uh-huh. Anyway, lights down.
Private panel. We need to stop. This is an unforgivable amount of tooch that we are
saying. Too much tooch. I do love that as going into this, we get B-roll of a red, white, and blue light-up Ferris wheel, and they make the use of that. Someone found that, and they're like, oh, we got it.
I don't want to know what's in Kelly's refrigerator other than leg of lamb.
I do think she has some rare, accurate, and compassionate critiques for Alicia.
Weirdly.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I guess you are capable of seeing somebody else as a person, but only one.
I think she, even though she hasn't expressed it positively, only like negatively, I think she's a classic judge who picks favorites and least favorites very early on.
Yep.
Yes.
But doesn't realize she's doing it, because all of our fourth judges always seem to do that, but they also all seem like they were capable of turning around. I don't think Kelly's capable of doing that.
No.
Estelle, with the very casual shade of, she was one of the better ones.
I love that she also, Estelle also says that Sophie was really supportive of the other girls, and I guess she didn't see that moment where Sophie fully bailed on Alicia to go talk shit with Ebony.
Yep. Nigel wants to direct Ebony, and there was a real gross sheen to that comment.
He had a good comment, though, in that he finally gave us a Photoshop challenge for the listeners, because Nigel wants a table of just background Alicias. He's like, could they have all just been Alicia? And I love,
that's
I do
actually
love
a really fun idea for this photo shoot.
Yeah.
That would have been fun. I appreciate that Nigel does call out how good Alicia was in the background of pretty much every photo, because spoiler, it saves her, essentially, right, according to the show.
Why do I
hate
have
Tyra saying that Laura's photo looks a little bit strip club?
Yeah.
It's not a good photo, but it has nothing to do with that.
There is a moment, talking about Laura, there is a moment that Kelly is making fun of Laura's hair.
Yeah.
And Tyra looks so pressed. I am surprised Kelly wasn't disintegrated on the spot.
And Louise came back to her place. Nigel is saying that it was spectacular, the photo. And Kelly goes, and this is also, by the way, listeners, nonsense. She goes, like 4th of July spectacular, or just like spectacular? Which also, what a range. But I'm like, you're only saying
spectacular 4th of July spectacular.
The other judges do convince Tyra to hate Laura eventually, though. They wear Tyra, a rare moment of Tyra being worn down, until Tyra's basically like, I guess Laura does suck.
Why do I have the note steak snake shot?
That's how Kelly refers to Kyle's photo. Mm. A sad little depressing steak snake shot.
No. Also, and Kelly,
depressing steak shot I would have given her. I don't know where snake came from.
Guess because it's draped over her shoulder.
Yeah. Oh. Kelly also fully forgot that Simone got first call out.
Yep.
Like, she's like, she's never delivered and she's never been good and I hate her.
Couldn't believe that they let Nigel get away with admitting that a huge part of the prize package is commercial.
Especially on a Vogue Italia season.
Mm-hmm.
Also, leaving private panel, Tyra talks about the rainbow backbend. And then we get shots of each judge not reacting, fully silent, as though everyone is like, But why would you do that? It just makes Tyra look like an idiot.
Yeah. Ebony isn't the only one who's quietly rebelling.
Yeah. Call out order. Sophie is first.
Not for me.
No, thank you.
I would have given it to Simone. I really would have.
I would have too.
Me too.
It was the best one.
Simone is second.
Which, great.
Ebony is third. Good for Ebony. Not for me, but good for Ebony.
I can see a world where third is okay in my head for that.
Annalise is fourth.
I would have had Annalise higher.
Me too.
Really? Okay.
I liked the general vibe of the
photo. I like the photo.
And I think she was responsible for that.
A fair point.
Then Laura.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that she didn't end up in like bottom three, at least, based on how they spoke of it.
And then Catherine, who's a little low for me in the sense that I didn't love the shot, but I thought it was like in the middle somewhere.
I'm also surprised that they put it that low.
Yeah. Which leaves Alicia v. Kyle. Because of course it has to, because Alicia will not go home before Kyle. When they basically tell Alicia that you are in the bottom two because the judges put you in the bottom two, and that worries the judges. It was
Oh, but didn't you create this reality? I don't have anything on these beaches, y'all. I want to tell you right now.
No, I don't
this
either.
Was a rare.
I'm usually pretty faithful at transcribing these, but
it was just kind of boring. Here's the thing: both Kyle and Alicia, no matter how you feel about them on the show right now, they're kind of bottom of the pack people.
Oh yeah.
You know, even though they've had good weeks, for some reason.
And Alicia was first call out the week before, but yeah. We've never seen her do a photo that's exciting.
Alicia's falling into that thing, though, where she's not, quote unquote, not a good photo model, but good at, like, commercially stuff, which we'll find out is a big point of contention with her, but, you know.
More interesting that the speech is, was two things. Number one, Tyra looks down and checks that she has a photo in her hand before she says that she only has one photo. And it feels like Kyle intentionally made herself look absolutely terrible at panel because the hair is
she had a hair issue.
Now, what saves this for me is when they choose Alicia to stay because she was so good in the other photos, and they tell, never has so late a quote came, when Tyra tells Kyle that girl next door can still do different faces. Huh?
How Tyra has completely abandoned the terrible names that she forced on these contestants. I had to write down next Dorja. That's in my predictive text. How dare you not say it?
Also, I have this sentence for you, Tyra. Well, Kyle, next Dorja doesn't mean Borgia.
And I know... I understand why they do it. They did it last year. But the rudeness of playing her music video and editing out the whip sound.
But you're not expecting it. And you're seeing the classic montage of her photos. And then, hi, I'm Kyle.
I smile for miles.
I bet it's a hard cut out.
They're too positive.
Yes, and it's also, she's saying hello as she's leaving.
Yep. Oh, I wish they had edited versions for all of them where it's like, bye, I was Kyle.
Bye, I was Kyle. I smiled for miles.
Get ready for one heck of a name update.
Ooh.
I couldn't tell. She goes by a very different name now, and I wonder if it was a situation because a similarly named contestant was already going to be on this cycle. Because currently, she goes by Ashley Conley. Oh. While on the show, she was Kyle Gober, G-O-B-E-R. And sometimes it's Ashley Conley Gober, but never Kyle. Kyle is gone.
I would have gotten rid of Gober. So,
but she's at Ashley Conley on IG. I think it was private is one I couldn't get a lot of. There's also someone who clearly created a fake Twitter because the bio reads, hi, I'm Kyle. I smile for miles. They cheat, hate my style, but they're just in denial. She took test shots. She modeled for Patron Magazine, 100 Layer Cake, which I tried to find more of, but only found recipes. Flora and the Flora and Lane 2016 lookbook. So she was modeling for several years afterwards. Mm-hmm. She's retired from modeling. She's now married and has 2 kids, reportedly. So we're starting.
Reportedly.
I didn't look
I'm
them
an
up.
Investigative reporter. I'm an investigative reporter. She says she has 2 kids, but does she?
So I'm starting to find a new source of interviews right after their elimination. Remember how we had reality TV world for a while? Those don't seem to have been happening anymore. Now it's with a website called Digital Spy.
Digital Spy.
So these are, and I would look them up, listeners, because these are long, involved interviews. You know, and the interviewer seems to be an actual fan of the show.
Oh,
right?
Not someone profiting off the success of popularity.
So I'm never going to do too much from them, but this had some juicy parts that also lead into next episode's Digital Spy interview, as if the Digital Spy interviews are their own universe. One of the questions from the interviewer to Kyle was, we've seen the rivalry between the UK girls and the US girls. Is that rivalry real or just sort of for the cameras? Well, in the beginning, it was definitely US versus UK, but then as time went on, I think Ebony and Laura kind of bonded more with the UK girls, and the US girls just didn't get along. All of them just really didn't get along, so US just kind of fell apart and we weren't as big on the rivalry after that. And she also mentioned that during casting week, because there was apparently a casting week for the U.S. girls, she didn't get along with Laura because they had to get blood taken for some reason. And Kyle says she hates needles being in the like her elbow
joint,
the crook. She just hates that. So she's always been allowed in other medical situations to get it taken from her hand instead. And the medical professionals were refusing to do that. So Kyle started freaking out and Laura kept making fun of her. So apparently that tension was from Daisy Rowe. And then she also said that when I was in the bottom two with Alicia, Alicia's awesome. I knew I was going home. She was like, it's Alicia. You know?
I mean, she had got the first call the week before.
Yeah. She was, you know, again, it's a long interview, but Kyle was very complimentary of all the other contestants except for Laura.
I mean, that makes sense in what we see of Laura. Laura's worst look.
And she said something about, like, I'll go to my grave saying, I did not push that ear for, like, I was not trying to be a jerk about that. And she was like, I tried to talk to her about it, and it was just a no. Yeah. So who knows who to believe in that situation, but, you know, my opinion on Kyle is so funny because I get why, as a viewer, as my co-host, I get not liking her, but I do think she's so interesting. And then the amount of distaste the other contestants, her opponents had for her did not match anything that we saw.
Yeah. I mean, I think Hannah hit the nail on the head this episode with the Tom Brady reference, because I think that really does it kind of hit on things. There's just something inherently unlikable about someone that seems so listless in their accomplishments. I didn't like Kyle, but I don't know. It was nothing offensive. She was just kind of like a mildly annoying.
Well, and I would have happily recognized that I probably disliked Kyle more than she deserved. But then the show and the other contestants kept putting me in the position of defending her.
Yes.
So it was just a very strange journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never get over how much she seemed to be at the center of people's frustrations when she sometimes wasn't even in the room for it. Like, it's odd.
But if you're odd, you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We love hearing from you, your hot takes, your iced tea. You can also reach out to us on podleadum.com, send us an email at podleadum@gmail.com, or join our Discord, which you can find on the website, kind of wherever we are. You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
I'm on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on TikTok at JWCrump. Okay. And y'all, do you think we should do a little sneak peek of coming attractions for a bonus episode now that we're a little all set? Do you think it's time?
We can.
Okay. So we're not going to say the exact date these will come out, right? But we have a very special bonus episode coming in. Some of you may have noticed from forever ago a post we made about us all gathering books for Book Club 2.0, and some of you surmised a Model Land. Nay,
no.
This time we found a 4 and maybe 5.
Maybe.
We'll talk about it. Book series written sometime in the cycle 10, 11, early 2010s. That was a book series that was Model Land, basically, but not fantasy. Mm-hmm. And it's a young adult book series, and we all have the first 3 books. And we have at least enough copies.
A floating fourth.
Well, yeah. These were difficult to get. These are out of print books.
Maybe the author does not exist books.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Very, very tough. But we have, so get ready for a very special book club, some bonus stuff. And we've got some great other things cooking for 2023. So join us for that.
So for Podleadum, I have been Alexander Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm Jenna B. Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadum is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.